This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Here's some things we need for the podcast, please, Callum.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this the other day. I'm going to bring it now to the official piece of recording. I would like a sting that says, not better than, because it used to be like this, but more like, this show is live each morning from 7 if you want to check it out live. Blah, blah, blah. I would like our intro to improve because it still has no names on. And I would like an outro stab that isn't so hot because it always messes up my levels when I mix it down.
Just turn the levels down.
I do, but it slows me down and I just think, this is too loud. It's crazy.
Well, I'm still waiting for new top of hours for the show. So.
We would also like a pepperoni pineapple with cheesy crust.
I don't get this reference.
No, you definitely wouldn't. It's from two guys called Key and Peele.
I haven't seen any of their stuff.
Their stuff makes me laugh so much. I love them so much. They're brilliant. But in this particular sketch, there's a guy and he's on the phone and he's pretending that he's at a party so that he's ordering so much food when actually it's just for himself.
He's good.
We would also like another pepperoni pineapple with cheese crust. Anyway, it's very funny.
Can I give you just a little quick recommendation?
I honestly thought you were going to give me notes and I got really sad. Can I just give you a little bit of advice there, Dave? Maybe you don't.
Yesterday, I went to Dunn's because I was starving after the show. And rather than going to the deli, I was like, don't eat deli food, get something else. Have a look for like, you know, one of the pre-made sambos that isn't like breaded chicken, maybe?
Or you should have got the sushi.
I don't like the sushi.
I don't like sushi either, sorry. I just thought you were a normal person because like most normal people eat sushi. I don't eat it. Not for me.
But I recommend for you both, I know Dave's on a health buzz, so maybe you're not allowed, but in the like pre-made sandwich section, the roll is clearly this morning's, like it's fresh as hell, and it's not, it's like pulled chicken rather than like breaded chicken. So a little bit healthier and full of salad. It was one of the most delicious things I've had in ages. I'm going to get it again
today. You know you can go to the counter and get them to make it fresh for you?
Yes, but I just...
So it's not packaged? Like it's there?
Yeah.
What do you prefer? What's your preferred type of wrapping over a roll?
Well, in the case of yesterday, sadly for the environment, it wasn't plastic, but it meant very little mess because it was like...
What kind of plastic? Like cellophane?
I don't know what that means. Yeah, I guess.
Like the see-through cellophane.
Yeah.
Sturdier than cling.
I actually ate it in the car and there was no mess because you could...
That's my least favourite sandwich wrapping.
No, cling film.
Cling film, sorry. That's what I'm talking about. Cellophane.
But this is a step up from cling film because it's a bit sturdier.
It's sturdy.
You know, it's like proper... Mm. Oh, sorry, I know.
When you get like a gift basket and it's wrapped in that see-through.
It's almost cardy.
Yeah, it's kind of like you can go... with it.
The Simon's Sandwiches Cafe used to wrap their sandwiches in cling film and that...
They're the worst. Cling film is the worst.
I love and their then, sandwiches but the cling film was horrible.
And then up, the next worst one is tin foil in my opinion, and then the one after that is fine. It's just the paper.
Paper's
messy though.
It's not the... Yeah. I think tin foil is way messier.
When I was in the UK...
Plus, cling film smells weird. Do you ever notice that?
Yeah, it's got a plasticky... Microplastics. When I was in the UK last week, I went to Wendy's for the first time.
Oh, wow.
The rubies?
What?
Is that where they all have the rubies out?
That's Hooters. Wendy's is
just casually dropping in. Yeah, I went to Hooters.
But there is a Hooters in Nottingham. One of two. It was the original UK Hooters there.
That's where you know that.
It's a big market employee. Anyway, I went to Wendy's. It's just burgers and stuff. There's one in Cork. But their stuff came in insulated foil. So it was like foil, but it was also papery. It's really weird.
It's so annoying being on this health buzz. My mates text in to... They weren't going to play golf yesterday, so I went to play with one of the other lads. But they didn't go because they were going to Wingstop to see how many wings they could eat. And I was like, this is why you're not going to golf. I was like, I'm fuming. I would love to do that. That sounds unreal.
That's a proper Dave side quest.
But typical, they only do that when I'm on a health buzz. Bastards.
Is golf healthy for you? Like,
it's a bit of walking in, isn't
it? I did 16,000 steps. Yeah, I'd hope so.
If you want to get your steps in, bit of golf.
Yeah, and you'll know how bad it was because, well, now, in fairness, I probably did 5,000 steps before I played golf. But I would tell you that 15,000 steps for 14 holes of golf is not great.
Oh, right. Too much walking. Yeah. Too much going to find the ball in ditches.
But I probably did a lot of them before that. So I'm actually deadly at golf. You know?
Just before we go, how many golf balls are you going through a week?
Well, it's funny. The first time I played, I lost all four. And then the second time I played, I bought 25 and I only lost one. Then yesterday I played and I lost three.
Are they expensive?
Golf balls?
Yeah.
No, not really. Like I bought 25 for €18.
That's still like for money that you're just kind of throwing away.
Literally.
And golf is so fucking expensive. Like it's even yesterday, because me and the other lad I was playing with, David, aren't members.
Two Davids,
yeah. It was $27.50 each to play.
Oh my God.
Just to play, like, you're not getting anything like that. Like.
But then you think of like with like the paddle courts, you probably pay more for that.
Yeah, true. So. But then I also got the new golf trolley, which cost me mad money. And then I also, but it's class, it's so good. And I also got a load of new golf clothes during the week. I have no money left, I spent it all on golf.
What has happened to this man?
Honestly,
this man was out partying when we first met him and now he's playing golf.
I was only thinking about that recently. I was like, I can't remember how I did it. Back when I first started the show, I was out every single night.
Can we do something on that? Like how we've evolved, like we're onto Pokemon level, whatever.
Yeah. I'm just dead.
Dave's gone from Pikachu to Raichu.
Bye, guys.
See ya. Let's
go. David Fiona in the morning. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Welcome to Thursday. We are so close to another weekend. I believe you can do it.
I know it's a silly thing to say, really, considering it's bank holiday weekend. But it feels like it should be Friday by now.
It really does.
In my opinion.
No, I'm with you on
quick
that
quick week, but slow week.
I'm with you on that
because you're expecting it to be faster than
still,
it is.
Still campaigning for a 4-day week all the time.
Mm, always.
And even when we get that, I will complain we need a 3-day week. I'm obviously in a bit of a weird position in life right now where I've spent the last 31 years eating whatever the hell I wanted and I've spent the last 2 weeks not doing that and trying to be in a calorie deficit and trying to work hard.
Not fun, is it?
It's not fun at all. No. But yesterday I was like, this is actually easy. I was going to bed and I was like, I still have 200 calories left for the day.
Wow.
And which is really surprising because I'm on a very low calorie deficit.
I was about to say.
I'm on 1,500 calories a day. That's what I'm meant to be eating.
I find that bizarre anyway.
I was like, wow, I had breakfast, I had lunch, I had dinner. I had no snacks, but I had them and I was like, oh my God, I am 200 calories under. This is unbelievable. Yeah, I forgot to log breakfast.
Oh no.
So I logged it this morning and then the app was just like, you're a real piece of...
There's nothing worse, is there? Or when you put it in, you know, you're kind of lying to my fitness pal being like, oh, I only had the one slice of cheese.
Butter, I've never heard of that. What
cheese?
Is that?
Come on, Dave and Fiona. We just played you Teddy Swims, Mr. Know-It-All, and we're all, I think it's fair to say, quite obsessed with that at the moment.
I love it.
One of the things that struck me about the song is as soon as it appeared on the show, because I think that we in this position can be kind of nerdy about music just because it's part of our job on the daily, and lots of people obviously who it isn't their job on the daily are quite nerdy about music too. But straight away, that song, it's a title of a song that back in the early days of radio, when you played a classic song, you would introduce a different song with the same name. Do you have any idea what that song is?
Mr. Know-It-All.
Mr. Know-It-All.
No, I think I would have thought that was the first of its kind.
Really?
If you
okay.
Will.
Well, I'll bring you back. Oh, I wish I was a Mr. Know-It-All. Remember this? Mr. Know-It-All, will you? Yeah. Are you going to say I'm such a young baby that I don't actually remember what that song is? Oh my God, Dave's about to say, that is unfamiliar to me, Emma. You are ancient and were born in the 60s because I can't say I recognise that whatsoever. You are about to say
you've taken away the joke from me, but yeah.
Kelly Clarkson, come on.
I would have been around for Kelly Clarkson, surely, when she won like American Idol or whatever she won. Do you know what I mean?
She had a big hit called Mr. Know-It-All.
Right, I've never heard of that.
Growing up and listening to radio all the time, I always used to have this theory that I presume is completely facetious and made up, that if an artist released a song with the same name, that they were trying to like get under the clout on Spotify of the same name. So, for example, if you loved the song Closer by Neo.
Yeah.
And I was Halsey years later with To The Chainsmokers releasing a song. I might say if we go with the same name when someone's typing it in, they'll see both options and might give us a spin as well.
Okay,
I used to genuinely think that. She says, come closer. Hey.
So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover. I love that. I love that theory. I'm going to name a song Despacito.
Yeah, I was just about to say. Yeah, exactly.
What were you expecting when you clicked into this?
Clearly, it's me. I'm going to give you a name of a song and I'd like you to think if you can name more than one song under the name of...
I'm so bad at this. I can't.
Have a crack. Perfect.
Perfect. Beyonce and Ed Sheeran.
Right. Give me another one.
I should have just said Ed Sheeran and then the second one I could have said Beyonce. Perfect. By... No.
So you're right on Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
And I'm open to correction on this, and I should have actually had this. This just came to me. I think the One Direction version would have come first.
I would have
on that occasion.
Would have, yeah.
So it was Ed Sheeran trying to get on the 1D cloud.
There's only so many words.
I know.
But that was good. Okay, I like that. I like this game.
Have a go with the word "run" as a song title.
Run, Beyonce again. I think.
I think that was running.
Is it something like Naughty Boy or something?
With running.
Oh, for God's sake.
Snow Patrol.
Yes, Run by Snow Patrol.
And the Divil, Becky Hill said, I'll have a bit of that, please.
Really? So tune.
What about a song title? All Night.
All Night. The Vamps?
Go on, yeah. Anyone else?
Beyonce.
Yes!
What? Oh my God! I was joking! Yes! That has made my day and it's 16 minutes past 7.
I swear to you listening, he was winging that there. I was like, yeah.
I was totally joking.
You can do this one, I know you can, because I promise you this is not Beyonce. It's not Beyonce. Have a think. A song title by the name Diamonds with more than one
Diamonds,
song.
Rihanna.
Okay.
And Diamonds, Diamonds, Diamonds. You said not Beyonce, so I'm going to say like Jay-Z or something. I don't know.
My diamonds,
Sam Smith. Sam Smith. You're never going to hear my heartbreak. Shining
bright like a diamond. Beautiful like diamonds. Okay, can you do this one? This is the last one we have, okay?
Okay.
The song title is Talk. Talk.
Talk. Is it also Rihanna or Mickey Echo or something like that? Is that like, do you remember she did
I want you to stay.
Oh, is that Stay? That's Stay, that's not Stay. Talk. I've no idea.
Coldplay.
Oh, yeah. I never would have got that.
And. Can we just talk?
Can we just talk? Who's that?
That's Khalid, isn't it?
I never would have got that.
Fun game.
Very fun.
Shall we do it again sometime?
Yeah, maybe in 6 weeks. One thing I absolutely hated as a kid was on a Saturday, maybe we'd go swimming. Maybe we'd have some lunch and then Dad would take us in the car and we would be listening to News Talk and he would go to the car wash.
Okay.
And it was the most boring 15 minutes of my entire life. It felt like it went on for years.
Did your dad bring you to a manual car wash or did he bring you to one of the machines?
Always a manual car wash.
I used to find the machines a bit of crack but also a little bit terrifying.
I don't think he'd ever go to the machines.
All right, okay.
Now, which I'll tell you in a bit, I feel like I kind of get that. But now, obviously, that I drive and I've had a couple of cars in the recent past, in the last, say, 15 years or whatever, I love getting my car washed.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't do it very often. And now I have a white car and it looks filthy.
Mine's rotten at the moment, yeah.
And so you listening, I know you have a favourite car wash. Could you please let me know what it is on 087-711-103? Because I am sick to death of my car wash.
Okay,
it
great.
Does not work. And it's because it's a machine. Mm. And the machines don't work. The machines are you know those, the green things that spin mm-hmm. really, really fast? Mm-hmm. They're collecting dirt from other cars and yeah. then putting it onto your car.
I think as well, at this time of year, there's a lot of crap around. Because like, as obviously when the weather gets drier, brilliant, we're delighted. Don't change weather if you're listening. but like the windscreen gets like sap, like there's sap coming off yeah. the trees. The bugs get stuck. God love them.
Well,
when
I don't
driving.
Know what it's like in the country, but I've never had sap on my windscreen.
Oh my
but
God,
I have
yes.
had.
If you not park up in an estate or on a road and then you're under a tree.
Oh, I see what you mean.
And
yeah,
sap,
yeah.
Like just kind of sticks to your windscreen. It's really hard to get off.
No, I get a lot of like kind of my windscreen wipers keep like going. Eep.
Yeah, because it's so dry.
Because there's a lot of oil and stuff on the motorway as well. So mm-hmm. I'm basically trying to wash my car, but I want a manned car wash. This is what I want. This is the dream car wash. I want a manned car wash.
What's manned?
Someone who...
Oh, manned.
Someone,
like manned. By
people
humans.
There.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. People there with the big hoses.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And they do every little crevice, nook and cranny of your car. That's what I want, right? But also, I want you to do the wheels as well.
Oh, yeah.
I want
yeah.
the wheels done as well. And I know... My boss Nick is texting me right now and I don't even have to look at the phone and I know what he's saying. He's saying there's one in Finglas, right? Every single time I'm in Finglas, I go, where is this car wash? And I look for it on Google Maps. I cannot find it okay. at all. I remember he said, take the exit to Ashburn. I'm terrified to do that because I might end up in Ashburn.
Okay, what is your favourite car wash? A manual one in Dublin, 087-711-1038. I have a suggestion for you and I'd like to walk you through the experience.
Cool key on the N2 Elite Car Wash, unmatched, no competition. That's what he said.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to take you away from Ashburn and a little bit closer to where you're living.
Please.
Come out to my neck of the woods, baby.
Okay.
I've told you how you can get everything you need in Nutgrove. Everything you need. Everything you need.
Oh, I know the one you're talking about.
We're going to swing a little bit. Like we're at Nutgrove. We're going to go down and we're going to turn onto Nutgrove Avenue. And the yellow house is straight ahead of you, right?
Okay.
On that long road, you're going to swing into the right to the lads,
is
right?
Isn't that the one, the McDonald's? Is it beside
there's
the McDonald's?
There's one in... Actually, do you know what? I'm sure they're fabulous. I've never used them.
Okay, but what are you talking about?
But I tend to go
then?
To the one at Nutgrove Avenue on that straight road between Nutgrove and the yellow house. Do you know where okay. I am?
Oh, yes, I do.
In on the right-hand side, there is like a 4 to 5 step car wash.
Okay.
That is all lads doing amazing,
yeah, that's
amazing work.
Cool.
So you start off and stage one, they just put the shampoo on it.
Yeah, it's right? lovely.
And then they kind of bring you up, you know, with the hand to stage two.
See, I kind of freak out at those things. I kind of wish I could just go in and like leave the car there and then they just do it and then they're like, yeah, you can
no,
leave
you're
now.
On the journey with them, Dave, and
oh,
it's fun.
It's scary, you know, when they're like, yeah, forward, stop. And they're like, stop. And they're like, go back. And you're like, I was going 1 kilometre an hour. Could you not?
I know. And then you're like, well, have I taken your foot off? Like, yeah. Are you okay? You leave. They come over at the end and go, do you want me to dry it for you? And you
yeah.
go, no, it's all right. Like, it's a car. Do you know what I mean? I'll be grand.
Just a few quick suggestions for you here, Dave. Sarah's got in touch. Dave, the machines are so bad for your car. Avoid them.
Okay.
They'll get scraped if there is any stones caught in the brushes. Now, in fairness, I'm with you there, Sarah. I don't own a car, but I'm just scared of those machines.
Yeah.
I think it's going to come.
That's how Callum showers. He goes to the car wash.
They're very final destination, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah. Sarah's also said a great one in Clondalkin Village in the shopping centre.
Okay.
Dave, there's a great one behind the petrol station in Finglas Village.
Nice.
Behind the Super Value. That's from Mark. The car wash in Cool Key. Yeah, I don't know where that is, but I love the name of that place.
That's the one boss Nick is suggesting.
It's unbelievable. They clean everything and they've got a big shed out the back where you can wash your mats and hoover.
Oh, nice.
And Rachel is saying, Dave, you're looking for a valet and not a car wash.
No, I'm not looking for a valet at all.
It's for the outside.
It's for the outside.
Go to Nutgrove.
There is one place that I do want to try, and I think it is a machine, but I just want to try one more time. Because it's not the usual machine. My housemate Ben told me about it, and it's basically up by, you know, the M50 exit 11.
Yep.
It's just if you're going to go onto the M50, just pass through Temple Hogan and all that kind of stuff. You go in, but it brings you drive in, but then it brings your car forward.
Oh,
and so it does it all. And then it brings it through the machine.
Are you in the car?
Yeah, you're in the car.
Oh, I don't know about that now.
Yeah,
well.
I don't know.
Sounds like your car's going on a roller coaster.
Just one quick one there from Polly saying the nicest people live in Ashburn and Retoeth, and it's literally 20 minutes away from Dublin.
I know, but
just
I'm not going
slagging them off.
I would never slag Ashburn off. I love Emerald Park.
There's a fantastic car wash in Ashburn apparently as well.
Great.
There you go. Loads to work with.
Fantastic.
My toxic trait is getting sponsored Instagram ads about different dog beds and going, oh, maybe my little dog would like that kind of a dog bed. If you were a dog, would you like to hide in like a cavey dog bed like one of these?
Okay, yes.
Do you know what I'm
talking
about?
I would like to do that
now. Yeah. You know the ones I'm talking about in you listening, like, you know, you can kind of, you can get into it and it has a roof and you're totally surrounded. I think that's the one I would choose if I were a dog, but I've never been able to find one big enough for him. You know what I mean? But I just always feel really jealous when I see a dog or a cat get into those little...
It's like a really, really giant shed, but that's everything is just lovely and soft. What wouldn't make you want to
get in? It's like a rabbit, you know, when they used to burrow into their little holes. You'd be like, oh, I'd love to be getting in there now. Yeah. Away from the world. See you later. Stop the world and let me off.
103.8. Dublin. Is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, how are you?
Good morning, what's going on?
Tricky 10 on the way in a few minutes. After 8:30, we'll play the girly quiz. I just want to say, if anyone listening this morning is someone who has ever done or is doing at the moment a night course, hats off to you.
A night course.
Because yesterday evening...
And or if you're doing a day course, that's really good too.
It's all really cool. But yeah, on the show yesterday, I was saying that I was going back into teacher mode and I was asked to do a lecture on radio, and it was a session that went on from 6:30 to 9:30 last night. And just from chatting to everybody there, there was a girl who is a waitress and she drove from Galway after work yesterday and was driving back to Galway for her waitressing shift in Galway this morning.
Oh my God.
Like, that is... a massive undertaking. People have like jobs and kids and stuff to be doing and they're going in doing a night course. I was like, this is a lot. I did this once and I was like, I'm wrecked, lads.
Do you remember when I did Cooking with Callum at Merino College? I devastated me when Merino decided that they weren't doing night courses anymore. But I was in a class full of like, there was me and then there was a couple of younger people, but then the majority of everyone else were like 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
It was great.
Nuts, yeah. I'd say people are just looking for something to do.
Yeah,
as well, isn't it?
It was great fun.
It was fun though, because like they were all taking their break at say 8 p.m, you know, and people had like brought a bit of grub and stuff. Yeah. And
Did they have little lunch boxes?
They did Sambos and all.
Oh my God, that's adorable.
Two of the girls were like, we're going to the vending machine, do you want to come? And I was like...
Oh my God. Oh God.
I literally was like, yeah, I will.
And it could have been middling. They could have been smoking and had makeup on and I'd be like, yeah, the cool kids. Yeah, cool. Yeah. That sounds good.
I was like, sure, I'll come. What'll we get? Let's see what's in the vending machine.
Oh God, I gotta get sick.
I regressed to teenage me.
She had her 1 foot up on the wall outside the classroom. As soon as someone walked past, she's like, loser.
I had at 20 past 8 last night, pack of Manhattan popcorn, Coke Zero, and a Kinder Bueno.
Oh,
just me and the girls,
God.
You know, just on a break. It's just what you do on your break.
Oh, mother of God. I'm a couple minutes out from listening to you. Oh, shut it.
I only love it. It's Bella Kay and I love it, I love it, I love it. She's got a gig in Dublin coming up soon. I don't have it on me now, it just came to me. But I know it's the Academy Green Room, which was interesting. Yeah, I'd really love to go and see her. She's so cool. Tricky. Welcome on in. This is the Tricky 10. We want to give away €1,000. Callum has an update.
Sunday.
It's this Sunday?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Sold out?
Yes.
Damn it. Okay, this morning Dennis is on to take on the Tricky 10. What are you up to?
I know, I'm just sitting in the car waiting to go to college.
Good.
What college are you in?
So I'm doing an electrical apprenticeship. I'm in Tala.
Good man. Very good.
Nice. I would imagine that's a little bit like learning how to defuse a bomb. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of wire. Is there a lot of wire cutting and maybe a lot of connecting wires?
It can get confusing if you don't know what you're doing.
And I'd say it can get sore if you cut the wrong one.
Oh, 100%.
Ooh, tough. That is tough.
A couple of bangs.
But Dennis,
you're a smart man. There's such a lacking of tradespeople.
Well, this is what I was going to say.
You're sorted for life with the most amazing work.
I was like, I really hope Dennis does really well today, because if he does really well, he'll remember us forever. And then whenever we need an electrician, we just go, oh yeah, Dennis.
Yeah.
There's our pal, Dennis. You will drop everything and arrive straight to our house, Dennis. Isn't that right?
Yeah, if you make those questions a little bit easier.
Right, let me scribble out these. All right, Dennis, we are going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. Out of interest, Dennis, when you play this at home or in the car, how do you do?
I think my best was 9, but there was only 9 questions asked, so that was a couple of weeks ago now.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was a couple of weeks ago now, but yesterday I done all right as well.
Let's see how you get on today. If you top that leaderboard at the end of the week, which is tomorrow, is the last day of this, you'll win a pair of tickets to see Pitbull at Marley Park. And if you answer all 10 questions correct, we'll give you €1,000 on the spot. Now, Pierce is currently top the leaderboard, scoring 8 in 45 seconds. So we need a higher score than that or less time if it's equal. Are you ready to go, Dennis? Emma's going to ask your questions.
Absolutely. Let's go.
All right. 3, 2, 1, deep breath. You got this. Start the clock. Half a fortnight is made up of how many days?
7.
The name of a mystic fortune-telling ball is called a magic what ball?
8 ball.
How many years is an Irish adult passport valid for?
10.
Complete the name of this film. What, weddings and a funeral?
3.
September is what number month of the year?
9.
How many goals were scored last night in the Champions League semi-final between Bayern and PSG?
2.
Love Hate ran on RTE for how many seasons?
3, 4.
How many minutes are there in 60 seconds?
1.
The name of the TV channel before it was called Virgin Media 1 was called TV what?
TV Car.
And how many people make up the band Maroon 5?
5.
Nice one. All right, Dennis, how do you think you got on?
I think I got about 6 or 7 there. I mucked up on Love Hate.
6, 7. All right, let's see how you got on.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Ooh, a score of 6, Dennis.
Not bad, it's respectful.
Not bad at all. It is 100% respectful. It's 60% because you got all 10 questions in there. Let's go through some of the ones you got wrong. Okay, complete the name of this film, What, Weddings and a Funeral. I also said 3 when I did it this morning. It turned out it's 4 weddings and a funeral.
Have you not seen that movie?
No, who's in it?
I feel like that question, I couldn't tell you, sure, you know me, but actors haven't a notion who they are.
Oh, I've no idea.
But it's one of those ones that'd be on over Christmas, like, wouldn't it? 4 weddings and a funeral.
Yeah, Love Hate.
4 men and a baby.
Love Hate. Yeah, I don't know that one either. Love Hate ran on RTE for apparently 5 seasons. You said 3. I said 4. Apparently it was 5. And the name of the TV channel before it was called Virgin Media What was called TV What? You said TV Car, which I want to say is kind of a Hall of Fame answer, but it's still 4. But it was actually TV 3. Remember the days?
Okay.
TV 3. Dennis, a score. And how many people make up the band Maroon 5? You said 5. The answer is 6, which is such a filthy question.
Yeah, it's a nasty question, isn't it?
Dennis, 6 out of 10. Very, very good. Well done.
As you said, no respectable. Go forth and have a lovely day. And are we still going to be on the list of I got to prioritise with them when our house, like...
I'll have to think about that one now. It's a tricky one now.
All right. Cheers, Dennis. Have a great day.
Good luck.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, so final game of the week happening tomorrow. Do you want to take it on? Give us a shout. It's a tricky and a WhatsApp to 0877111038.
I don't know if I'm more annoyed at Callum at creating how many people make up the band Maroon 5 and the answer being 6, or am I more angry at Adam Levine for being in a band called Maroon 5
and having
6 people in the band?
But also the opportunity was right there for Callum to say this love and moves like Jagger are by a band called Maroon 5.
Yeah, I do apologise, but some...
he had a number there.
Do you know, he did it on the first one as well. Half a fortnight is made up of how many days? Well,
14 isn't in the tricky 10, so I can't do it.
You would have said how many days in a week.
Well, that's a very easy question, then, isn't it? Not called the easy 10.
Morning. When I was, I don't know, what age? 11, 12, 13?
Oh, I'd say probably 16.
I was actually not sure what
I have no idea what you're going to say, sorry. I just guessed.
High School Musical was my world and was my sister's world.
Oh, I'd say you were probably 27.
My sister and I, growing up, we were really, like, bitchy sisters, to be honest. And it took us a while to kind of grow out of that and be like... You know, there's some siblings, it takes a while until you're like, I love you so much, I'm sorry, I was so mean to you my whole life.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for that.
Yeah, when we were kids, yeah. But the one thing that truly bonded us was High School Musical. We watched that DVD... over and over and over again. And we went on in then to High School Musical 2, High School Musical 3. We loved it. And
I never saw number 3, but I did enjoy 1 and 2.
Really good. Isn't number 2 when they go to the golf course?
Yes.
Yeah, that's High School Musical 2. Just such a good soundtrack. Gabriela Montez was my queen. Troy Bolton was my king. All the other cast were just amazing. I wanted to go to East High. That's where I just felt I wanted to be. It made me think this is exactly how my secondary school would look like. You know, it's the experience I would have at secondary school. etc., etc.
Yeah, really, American TV shows and movies really led us up for failure.
They did.
I remember my very first day, and they were like, "Yeah, so here's your lockers," and I was like, "And are we allowed like decorate them?" Like,
yeah. Can I put posters on it? Can I bring in a tub of paint?
Like,
no.
Yeah. So you're talking about it. And I was like, never mind.
In the American movies, the lockers were almost like your height.
The height, yeah. But these were tiny little...
These tiny little pathetic ones that you could barely even fit your books into.
Honestly, a little letterbox, like.
Well, my niece, Florence, who has just turned 7, it's finally happened. The interest has occurred in High School Musical. And a couple of weekends ago, I was back home staying at my parents' house, and Florence was staying out at my parents' house as well. And she was like, "My friends keep talking about High School Musical." And I was like, "Really?" So I text my sister and I was
"Are you serious? It was really held up for that many years?"
I think the ones that her friends were talking about were High School Musical, the musical. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. To give it its official title.
High School Musical, the musical.
That's the Olivia Rodrigo one.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's spin-offs and stuff now. But I was like, "Don't mind that, Florence. Yeah, we'll go to the OG.
The OG,
you know?"
One, yeah.
So I texted my sister. I said, "Would I be spoiling everything if I watched High School Musical with Florence? Like, have you been waiting until it felt like it makes..." My sister said, "No, work away." So I watched it again. I was actually genuinely giddy, being like, "Let's see how this show lands 15 years later." And I have some takeaways. Number one, Zac Efron cannot sing, lads.
But no,
his voice is poor. Living in my own. And so auto-tuned. Didn't
understand. Callum, can I?
Yeah.
Cool. That's not Zac Efron, just so you know.
What?
That's a different voice actor. Zac Efron can't sing, so they got a different voice actor to sing Zac Efron.
In the first film, it's not Zac Efron. And but no, if you didn't know that,
Emma's hands, her face are in her hands.
If you didn't know that, like, I'm surprised that you didn't know that.
Also,
I thought that was a very...
I also thought that was quite a good voice. Living in my own world.
Zac Efron doesn't sing in High School Musical.
Only the first one.
What? Then he develops a voice to sing well in the second one?
I think he went through COVID.
Okay.
Because then he also does The Greatest Showman and he sings in that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have to be honest. If you wanted to get... If it wasn't him, they might as well have got someone better than this. Living in
my own world. I think that's class.
Do you?
Yeah.
Understand.
So that's why if you see on any of like the albums or anything, it's never listed as Zac Efron. It's
always Troy Bolton. That just blew my mind. No idea. Well, on that point, and now it makes a bit more sense, the lip syncing is so obvious. It's not just Zac that lip syncs.
That should have been your first clue, in fairness.
No, but however, even like those who do sing, I hope, maybe they're all not singing. Like, I hope Vanessa Hudgens is singing.
She is.
But she, obviously they record like the proper version and they're still lip syncing it. You know, I know they're only kids at the time, but I was like, this is the worst lip syncing I've ever seen. Even Britney at her worst was lip syncing better than
this. Right, okay.
It was not good.
I'm curious, were you watching on a dodgy stream and your audio was behind your picture or something?
I was on Disney. I actually paid for Disney and everything for the month just to watch it with Florence. The lack of health and safety at that school, you would never get away with it. When they all break into song for Status Quo, right?
Great song.
Jumping on the table.
I think in our school, jumping on the table would immediately have you suspended for 3 days. It was like a no-go zone. The jumping on tables, the standing on tables, people need to eat their lunch on those and your dirty shoes are on them.
Don't forget the rotating hallway.
Yeah.
Why doesn't my school have a rotating hallway?
Running on the stairs, the lunch ladies even doing backup choreography on this as well. And on that point, no one seems to go to class in this school. It's all like... get your head in the game basketball, and it's all like getting
the musical.
They did an SNL skit about this years ago where they had Zac Efron on SNL. They did a High School Musical skit and he was like, "Yeah, apparently people don't sing outside of this school." He's like, "If you're going through a tough time and you start singing, people will stare at you."
Yeah, exactly. The whole school on that point need to get a massive life. A local boy has a hobby, big deal. Do you know what I mean? It's like, what will I do? I like basketball and singing.
Oh yeah, the whole thing is bizarre.
Bizarre.
Absolutely.
I was utterly invested as a tween and I'm like, the whole premise of this is, how can I enjoy singing and basketball? Like, it's actually not that deep. It's okay.
You're not just a guy, Troy.
Chad and
what
Taylor.
What the hell are those two doing in a tree?
Yeah, that's so good. The dad as well. He's a villain. He was horrible to Zac Efron's character. Chad and Taylor, they're utter menaces. I think they were the meanest of the whole thing when they tried to like trick them to not be into the maths or the singing anymore.
Scholastic decathlon.
The scholastic decathlon, yeah. Trying to explain that to a 7-year old was hard as well, because I was like, I don't know, girl, math. And finally, Sharpay Evans. I never had someone as good for me as you. No one like you. She terrified me when I was watching that at the beginning. She was scary, running around the school, like listening to them singing and rehearsing and trying to stop the whole thing. But I have to say, that girl was robbed. She had everything ready for that performance. She had basically kept the entire drama department alive for years on her own with her brother.
And in walks in the basketball player and the school's freaky math girl.
In walk in these two. Showing up late to rehearsal, or to the audition.
To the callback.
So late. Well, not only to the callback, but the initial as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's an utter disgrace what happened to Sharpay Evans in that show. No wonder
she is a star. She is an absolute star.
She deserved more. And then she handled it with utter grace when she didn't get the part at the end, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
She showed nothing but class towards the end. What a redeeming character.
I love her.
Big fan. It's a girly quiz. Makeup and
presentation. How will Dave do? Bad. Will he need yes. You?
Come on, ladies. Let's get quizzy.
Welcome on into the girly quiz. Once a week, myself, Fiona, and the women of Dublin, we come together, we quiz our Dave on lots of girly things. We're many years in now, where we have a scoreboard for 2026. And we can reveal that he has only this year won the girly quiz 4 times. He has lost the girly quiz 7 times this year.
I was playing golf last night with a friend of mine called David, and he was like, oh, so what's on the show tomorrow? And I was like, well, it's Thursday, so it's the girly quiz. He doesn't listen to the show, so he was like, what's that? And I was like, ah, your life is so wonderful. You don't know what the girly quiz is.
Ah, you know it very well. Very well indeed. In order to get through the week, we do have 2 lifelines to help Dave out. One is his phone of female, and this morning, right there for you, is Kelly.
Hey, morning, Kelly. What's going on?
Morning.
Kelly,
good.
What is your area of expertise when it comes to women? Is it body parts? Is it beauty? Is it health? Is it other things?
Yeah, I think I'm an all-rounder. I think I'm your girl today.
Perfect. That is amazing. That's exactly what I want to hear. Kelly is a Jackie of all trades. And just for coming on, you have won that 100 euro Elvery sports voucher just for coming on, because the girly quiz is sponsored by VHI Women's Mini Marathon, taking place Sunday, May 31st, bringing together thousands of women to walk, jog or run the 10-kilometre route.
Lovely. That voucher is yours, even if you don't get the question right, Kelly. So you are laughing. The other thing just to mention is the girly quiz, we do tend to get into uncharted waters when it comes to certain womanly things, in, out, up, down, you know what I'm saying? So if there's young ears in the car, keep your hand on the dial. But I think this time we will be keeping it pretty clean. But just...
See,
you know,
I don't like.
Never
you,
know.
I don't like when you say that from a listener's point of view, because then you've just given me a clue that it's nothing too filthy. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I just had a look at question 3. Maybe there's some chats you haven't had with young ears. Look. Keep your hand on the dial.
If you're a kid listening in the car and your parents are cool enough to let you listen to the girly quiz, do not ask them questions.
Ask your teacher instead.
Yes.
Question number 1 on the girly quiz this week. David Hammond.
Let's call in Kelly. I don't know.
Which international clothing retailer was called Hens and Moritz until the late 60s?
Hens and Moritz?
Mm-hmm.
Hens and Moritz until the late what?
60s.
Hens and Moritz. San Moritz? Isn't that a thing? But I think that's a tan. And also a place. Hens and Moritz. H&M! Oh my god! It's H&M!
I need to hear
Final answer. Yeah! Come on! Ole, 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 ole! Oh, that's unreal. Like, use real time, just saw that. It went... Honestly, wrap it up here. It's not getting better than this, folks.
You've had your minute.
Woo! That was a rush like I have never experienced before.
Was it just the H&M that really you saw on your sheet there?
Hens and Moritz, that is second. God is class.
Well done. We rock on. To question number 2.
I'm on a high.
Yeah, this high could go very low very quickly. Where on the body would you find the lanula?
The lanula?
The lanula. Lanula.
I have no idea, but do you remember that H&M moment?
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it?
That was pretty good, wasn't it? The Lanula.
The Lanula. It's fun to say, isn't it?
I would imagine... No, not that I imagine, but my first thing that comes to mind is the uvula in the dangly thing that's swinging the back of my throat.
My God!
That's Lanula. I would say it was something to do with the vagina, but you said there was nothing like that until question three.
I need to stop talking, do you know what?
Lanula. I don't
it
know.
It does kind of sound like a.
It sounds
an
like
organ down there.
It sounds like something dangly. That's all I'm gonna. I don't know, but I'd imagine whatever it is, it dangles. What's the question again?
Where on the body would you find the lanula? Or a lanula?
A lanula. I'm trying to think. Is there? There must be something that women have that guys don't. That this must be an area of. Do you know what I mean? And so what I'm trying to think of is your breasts, vagina, and what do yous have?
You guys don't.
Yous don't have anything. Like, is it instead of an Adam's apple, yous have a lanula?
That's really interesting.
Instead of Adam, it's Nula. I don't know is the answer. Do you think that Kelly would know?
I do.
All right, well, let's call in Kelly. Call in the big guns. Kelly, morning. 30 seconds on the clock. Let's see if we can earn you that €100 Elvery Sport voucher, even though you've already won it. Let's earn it together. A lanula. Where on the body will I find that?
Is it your nails, at your cuticles?
Okay, interesting. So if I just said the word nails, do you think that will be accepted?
Yeah, it could be your fingers or your toes, I think, just on a nail bed.
Let's go the bigger one then. I'll say fingers. Let's go fingers, final answer. Oh no.
I will have to give it.
Oh!
We'll have to give it.
Oh my God, Kelly, I thought we were gone.
You were spot on. The lanula is on the nail. It's that little half moon at the bottom of the nail. I thought you'd remember because we would have covered this
we
before.
We did talk about this
lanula.
Before.
Lanula, that's what that's
so with,
called.
That's not a cuticle.
The cuticle is the, can I, again.
Here's my hand.
See the little half moon, lad, there? Are you, actually, where is your lanula?
I don't have one.
Why don't you have a lanula? I have fake nails on, so you can't see mine. Dave doesn't have a lanula, lads. That's crazy.
Have we?
Let's have a look at the lanula.
Yeah, it's
the little mini moon. Do you see that, Dave?
Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about.
You see, my nail's kind of pink there and then white there.
Okay.
Whereas
mine's pink the whole way through.
Yeah.
Oh my God, a doctor's listening going, if he doesn't have a lanula, he'll be dead in 14 days.
Kelly, what does that mean? Why does Dave not have a lanula?
Is that it? On my thumb?
You say he's gone.
Okay, I'm gone, yeah.
Looks like a little sunset. Well done.
Organised the funeral.
Yeah.
Poor Dave, RIP.
Sponsored by
H&M.
Yeah.
The voucher, the Elvery's voucher, all yours. Thanks to VHI. Well done. And thanks to Kelly.
Brilliant. Have a good day.
You too, Kelly. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
It will all depend, me having a good day, on how this goes.
You still have your Simplify, Brad.
Thank you for accepting finger.
I can't.
Because technically that is true. It is.
At what point would you stop? Like the hand?
The hand.
The arm?
Because you mentioned nail in the call as well.
Yeah.
The upper body.
Yeah.
Just the body.
Question number three. He takes another sip of water. David, how long can you leave your menstrual cup or disc in for before you have to change it and rinse it or whatever? How long can you leave it in for, healthily?
I don't know, because I know on the first day of your period, apparently you use three or four tampons.
More, I would say.
So it must be a lot. How long would you leave it in for? Maybe five, six hours.
And I'm not going to say any more because I don't want to ruin the game, but I'd like you to think about why someone would use a menstrual cup rather than a tampon.
I suppose because it's easier to just... I don't know the answer. Because it could fill it up for longer, so maybe it's a couple of hours. Let's go with 50-50.
Okay. The question for Dave...
Or simplify it, whatever.
Yeah.
Due to copyright reasons, we can't call it 50.
How long can you leave your menstrual cup or disc in for? In Simplify mode, is it A, up to 8 hours? Is it B, up to 12 hours?
Oh, that's not fair. That's not a bigger enough amount of time.
Well, you asked for the Simplifies not to be so straightforward.
8 hours or 12 hours? Up to 8 hours or 12 hours? I don't know the answer.
Can I just remind you that if you lose today, you will have
that's
eight
not helpful
losses on the girly quiz this year and only four wins, which is, I think, your biggest losing gap in your history on the girly quiz.
It's just it's a penalty shootout, 8 or 12. That's all it is.
All right, I'm going bottom left corner. I'm going 12.
Final answer.
Yeah!
Come on! You went and did it again.
Oh, God, lads. My heart can't take this game for much longer. I've no Lalulas. I've no Lalulas. I'm dying soon. We got to wrap this up.
With the BHI Women's Mini Marathon. Walk, jog, or run your way on Sunday, May 31st.
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
We just played the girly quiz, and one of the questions for Dave was, where on the body would you find the Lanula, which we established again, is the half crescent moon shape at the base of your nail?
Ask me that again next week. I'll still have no clue.
You were asked, I think, in the past, back in last October, because we were like, should we do the same theme on question, what that was
good
called.
Good to know that I don't learn anything.
Yeah. But we just discovered that Dave doesn't really have any Lanulas on his nails. And for the first time ever, I'm looking down at my biab nails going, I wish I could see my Lanulas. I can't see them. You can't see them when you fake nails on, Callum.
We were very worried because you can't really see Dave's at all. And Kelly, who was on for the phone, a female, did say that Dave is...
Should we plan the funeral? Like,
I'm going to die.
I've just Googled it. Everybody has a lanula, but it's not always visible on everybody's nails. It is perfectly normal for it to be hidden under the skin of the cuticle.
I don't know. I preferred it when I thought I was gone.
David.
Fiona in the morning.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
I'm grand now that I have a bit of hydration in me, but this morning it's been tough in this building, lads. We've been denied a bit of water in this building this morning, because you know what happened? People get carried away and they get notions and they say, let's do a massive office renovation and let's make everything really fancy and let's get these fancy taps in. Like, rather than the good old water cooler that used to be in the building that you just replace the barrel and get access to clean water, now it's all this machine. And on two floors this morning, the machine has stopped working and people are trying to go down to News Talk doing talk radio, and the spin crew are getting ahead of them to fill up their water bottles. And it's like going to the water hole if you're a lion in this building this morning.
I love this woman. I love this woman. She is sticking up for what she believes in. I feel like doing the Hunger Games. I am with you every step of the way.
There was nothing.
This modernization, there is no point in it. It was fine the way it works.
I had no issue with the barrels.
Let's call him out.
Him.
Spin 1038. If we burn, you burn with us.
Your number one hit music station. Emma, Dave and Fiona.
I like to write lists on my phone just of random things. I don't know why, but I just have always done it. So my phone is just filled with lists of things that I'm doing or that I want to do or that I want to see or that I have already seen or all these kind of things. Random lists. But sometimes I write them for things that I feel like need to stop. And I started writing yesterday and I couldn't stop.
I just kept going. You needed to stop, but you didn't.
I didn't. I wrote out a list of things that need to stop on social media, in my opinion.
Okay.
And it came after one thing that is just really doing my head in at the moment and needs to stop. And so I just kept going. And so here's my list of things that need to stop on social media. The first thing, which was the thing that started off this, is doing something hallelujah.
Oh. Yeah.
Needs to go hallelujah. Really sick of it, hallelujah. I don't know if you know what's going on here, if you maybe you're not on social media. It's like people are using the Justin Bieber hallelujah song, and they are saying, being on my phone,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Or lying in bed, hallelujah.
So the Justin Bieber song is like, Hailey baby, hallelujah. Getting a coffee, hallelujah. And now people are using it for everything, to the point where I even use the song on an Instagram.
So did I. I stupidly did that and I feel bad.
And someone said to me, why did you use that song? I hate it so much.
Okay, here's a niche one for you. When you get a text off a scammer, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And the scammer says, hey dad, save my number to WhatsApp. This is my new number. And people screenshot it and put it on their story and say, I didn't know I had a kid. That needs to stop.
Yeah, that's been in my feed from several people.
That for needs to be
quite some time
gone. I didn't know I had a kid. No problem, son.
Yeah.
I don't remember who's the mother. Shut up. Here's three. When they're in the airport and they put up a question box and they say, "Where am I going?" But then that's why I already did that before. I hate when people do that. Where am I going? The one thing that just drives me insane is the brackets. Wrong answers only. What do you mean? What do you mean, wrong answers only?
Because no one knows where you're going. So
caption this, wrong answers only. What?
I like a wrong answers only deliverable when, like, it's funny, but yeah. The wrong answers only when it comes to where am I going in this random airport that flies to everywhere on the earth is kind of a ridiculous question to ask in the first place.
Move on to fourth. Part twos on TikTok. The whole thing. I've watched movies on TikTok. You can upload like hour-long videos to TikTok. There does not need to be a part two of your dog chewing a bone. It just doesn't. You can just put it all in one video.
I'm a sucker for a part two. Sucker.
So am I. I'll go straight onto you. Yeah. I will go straight onto your profile and search the most recently watched and I will go to part two.
Mm-hmm.
But the most annoying thing in the world is when I'm watching episodes of Road Wars on TikTok and the part two is nowhere to be seen. Yeah. I'm like, what happened to White Volvo?
I get you. I understand.
Here's another one that does my head in. Get ready with me before I go and do something much more exciting than getting ready. So it's like, come get ready with me while I go and do a parachute jump. And it's 6 minutes of them putting on makeup and deciding what to wear. And then they don't show the parachute thing. What's the point in that?
Maybe they were never going to do the parachute thing.
Annoying. Day 17 of eating sand or whatever until Beyonce comments to tell me to stop. Do you know those kind of things? Like day,
so pick me.
Day 107 of like eating a dog food until Harry Styles comments. I am sick of it. Stop it.
Yeah.
If I was Harry Styles, I would block you.
Yeah, I would never ever like give in because it would encourage other people to do stupid things also.
Next thing on the list. TikTok lives walking around town. Who is that for? Who is that for? Mm. What are you doing? What's going on?
One thing I've never been sucked into is a live. I don't like lives. I think they're weird.
It's just, I feel uncomfortable in it.
I feel like I'm in someone's real personal space.
Yeah, I don't like it at all. And then lastly, those videos on TikTok of people selling toilet roll as if they're the best deal in the world. Have you seen these?
It's the odd time, but my algorithm is more horses at the moment.
No, but it's like sponsored content or what is it? What is that word?
It's the TikTok shop, is it?
Yeah, kind of.
Commission paid.
Commission paid. Yeah. Thank you. That's exactly this term. Commission paid. And it's these people having bought, I swear to you, about 107 rolls of toilet paper. And they're like, this is the best deal ever. Go to this place. I'm like, have you not lost it?
Yeah,
something's gone wrong if you're flogging toilet paper.
You buy the toilet paper off them
in bulk,
and they get a cut of the money that
that needs to stop.
It is. It's TikTok shop. That.
Yeah. It is.
That needs to stop.
Yeah.
So, what are we in agreement of?
Do you know what else people do online a lot lately? Minor rage bait, right? So, going online and complaining about something, such as, do you know what Instagram needs to stop doing? X, Y, and Z. I've done it before and it works, right? Like, if you have a little moan about something, then that's the thing that's going to, like, kick off for you.
Okay.
Which is mad. But constantly lately, all I'm seeing is moaners.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
What are they moaning about?
It could be something like, do you know what I hate about TikTok? When you try to send this video to your friend and then you could potentially send it to this whole group. It could be anything. Do you know
what
I mean?
Okay.
But it's just like people are going, yeah,
so people moaning. So everything I've done in the past five minutes, you hate.
No, I like you moaning. It's different. It's different.
Yours is different. It's not on video.
No, but if you put that video up, I guarantee it'll take off because people love a moan. Mm. You know what I mean?
I do love a moan.
Came across this article this morning and it's something that I've noticed. It does the rounds on social media from time to time. But this is a phenomenon that I never heard the name of called typoglycemia, and it's the brain's ability to read words even when their internal letters are totally scrambled. Okay. So as long as the first and last letters stay in place, it references, this is the so-called Cambridge University effect, which is kind of an internet meme, but it claims people can still understand jumbled text because the brain will process whole word patterns rather than reading letter by letter. I've said it in the past before, I genuinely think that I have I'm undiagnosed with dyslexia, so I don't know if it
always works for me. I was going to say, because I'm pretty sure it's glycemia.
Oh.
But like, it's funny because like...
Hypoglycemia.
Because you did study English, right?
Yeah, and I can read English fine, but when it comes to pronouncing things, I find it hard.
Yeah, interesting though. Yeah. It's so... Because there has been a lot of like things, instances, random things, yeah, where... And I'm like, I'm pretty sure
I
that's not right.
I apologise to you listening.
What's the other one?
Annoying,
what was the recent
the
one? Do you remember that one?
What?
There was something weird, and I was just like, "It's definitely not." It was your app for the Spanish.
Oh yeah, it's called Preply, but I was pronouncing it Preply. Yeah,
actually love it.
It's less the reading of the word, and it's the emphasis on different letters.
Yeah.
I do think I probably have dyslexia, to be honest, because I always loved the quote when I was younger, and I felt it really deeply. It was like,
the
"Never
fish.
Judge someone for how they pronounce a word. It means they learned it from reading it."
Oh right,
you know what
okay.
I mean?
I thought you were going to do the
kind of pick up one. What was the other one?
Do you know the one where it's like you're judging a fish's ability to climb a tree?
Right.
Like
yeah,
school
yeah.
is like, yeah, yeah.
yeah,
that
yeah. Okay, but basically, I don't know if, so point being, I don't know. So, semia, is that what you said?
Yeah.
There I was.
Hypoglycemia.
I want to see if this works for you. I emailed you, Dave, there in the last few seconds, a load of words that are all jumbled up.
Okay.
And I'd like to test your ability to read them as the word they should be. So just kick off with number one there in front of you.
Elephant.
Okay, and it was spelled E-E-L.
H-P-A-N-T.
No bother to you straight away, elephant. Already you are correct. I would have been Ilfafant.
I'm just going to... You've sent me the first eight.
Just go for
I've
the
I've just
first
looked
eight.
At the first eight.
Go for it.
There's going to be a lot of dings because I have them all.
Go.
Elephant, mountain, computer, adventure, language. Do you want me to slow down?
Computer is spelled C-P-M-O-U-T-E-R.
Yeah.
And like you would struggle with these.
You would struggle with these?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I would. Not elephant, but the computer.
Elephant, mountain, computer. Adventure is spelled A-D-V-N-E-T-U-R-E. Adventure.
I would have been okay.
Language, L-A-G-N-U-A-G-E.
I wouldn't have known, no.
Telescope, T-L-E-S-E-C-O-P-E. These are the wrong spellings, by the way. But
telescope would have been okay for me, I think. Yeah, because it's kind of a funny word anyway.
Strawberry, spelled S-R-A-W-T-B-R-R-E-R-Y.
Is there anyone who could come in and do an dyslexia test on me?
I've just written a word down, and I'm going to hold it up to you, Emma, and see if you can... I've just jumbled up a word.
November.
Okay.
Oh, very good. I actually didn't get that.
Okay, so...
I spelled that N-V-O... E-M-R-E-B.
Do one for Dave there. Okay. So Dave, what I did then was I asked the internet, i.e. my pal ChatGPT, I said, come up with even more difficult, like scramble them up more for Dave. So you'll see there's a part two of that.
I can see the part two. The part two is definitely more hard.
Yeah. So have a look and see if you can have any crack of them.
Or F-E-G-A-I-R-T-R-O-E-R. Refrigerator.
No bother to you. Mad. Okay, number two.
C-N-S-E-Q-U-O-E-C-E. Consequence.
Wow. Okay, yeah. Not a bother to you.
I don't know number three. M-I-C-S-H-O-E-V-U-E-I.
Microwave.
I think of microwave, but microwave doesn't have an
I know
S
what it is
because
I have it. It's mischievous.
Oh, well, yeah,
oh
yeah, yeah.
Right, okay. A number four is A-T-N-M-O-P-S-H-R-E-E. Atmosphere.
Yeah. And I think the last one's easy enough because it's a weird word anyway.
Photosynthesis.
Photosynthesis, yeah. Okay, Callum's going to hand one up to Dave.
Definition.
Yeah. And I spell that D-F-E-N-I-I-O-T-N. I think I missed out another rowing.
I need to go on to Countdown and do the conundrum.
Yeah, I'm rubbish at that.
Leicester, can we do that on the show? Does that translate?
Yeah.
We'll see what the crack is on tomorrow's show. It's on Spin. Welcome to A Second at the Cinema.
Typically we play you 1 second of a movie clip and you have to guess the entire movie. But however, producer Callum has decided today to go a little bit more difficult and just play you an instrumental of a song that would be used in a series of movies.
Mm.
So if you know it, cinema and a WhatsApp.
Okay, here we go. This is the clip.
Oh, it's so good. Second of the soundtrack.
Guess what? I haven't a clue. What a shock. Standing by there in line one is Fabiano. Fabiano, long time no chat.
No time no chat. How are you guys?
We're good, Fabiano. All
life
right.
is good?
Yes, life is good.
Life is good. That's what we good. That's what we like to hear. All right, Fabiano, this is the clip. What instrumental is that movie from?
I think it's any of the 007 or James Bond.
James Bond, Daniel Craig, Pierce Brosnan, Sean Connery.
Yeah, I also thought that it could be The Incredibles, but since it's a series, it couldn't be.
Okay, interesting. We're looking over a producer column. Is it James Bond or The Incredibles? It's not.
Oh, Fabiana.
Oh, my God.
Good guess. Now, the 007 is more like... Do you know what I mean? That kind of...
Oh, she gave that look.
I gave that song. Fabiano, thank you so much for playing. Thank you for listening. Have a fantastic day, my man.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Talk to you later. Okay, standing by there then is Amanda. How are you?
Hello, I'm all good. How are you? Good.
Yeah, yeah, good. Can't complain. This is the clip of the movie, Amanda. What do you think it is?
I think it's The Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games. Kind of the music that would maybe potentially play as they're entering the stadium or something like that?
The arena, yes.
Yeah, or maybe the capital city. All right, well, let's see if Amanda's right.
Yes.
Hell yes, woo! Amanda. A fantastic series of movies. Me and producer Callum are genuinely obsessed. We've read the books, we've seen all the movies, the new books, everything. We love it.
I remember about genuinely 7 or 8 years ago being at like a W.H. Smith or something at the airport and not knowing much about The Hunger Games, but looking at the books out on display going, I think I'd like them. Would I?
Yeah.
I definitely think Emma would. It's a little bit dystopian, but also kind of a bit like, I would say young adult fiction.
Yes.
So like nothing too...
They're the best books.
Yeah.
Mm. They're the best books.
Do you want a little tidbit of information there? About that. That song is called Horn of Plenty.
Oh, yeah.
That's for you there, Amanda. And it is the anthem of the Unified Districts of Panem.
Wow.
So it's the anthem of the world.
So it's like Aaron Levine, but for Panem.
Yeah, so that's why it's always like when they're going into the arena.
Savage. You're laughing at just the comparison
to the Aaron Irish anthem. Well, imagine like in the Aviva that coming out.
I think
out
our anthem is better.
Yeah, I agree, but I think that would sound good right before a rugby match. Amanda, congratulations. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you.
Have a great day,
Thank
Amanda.
Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Thank you. Bye. Have a good day.
Bye. Next week, can we pick a movie that you know I've seen?
No, I like... I like the theme tunes. They're good. Do more of them.
Do you know what, Emma? You can pick the movie next week, but it still has to be music from a movie.
I don't like musicals.
I remember when Kneecap were getting quite big and you and Ash were going to the concert and I was meant to go with you and I pretended I was sick because I was midway through reading the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Really?
And I was just like, no, I'm sick because I wanted to finish it so I could go and see the movie of The Hunger Games, Songbirds and Ballads and Snakes.
Do you have any regrets about that decision to
miss
the Kneecap gig?
No, I'm good.
The new Hunger Games film, Sunrise on the Reaping, is out at the end of the year.
I cannot wait.
Okay, I'm going to get the books. Fine. I'll get the books.
All six of them.
You're on spin.